we welcome to Downtown from Penobscot Theater Company and the upcoming production of A Christmas Carol, our friends Jen Shepherd and Ken Stack. Welcome to you both.
Hi, Rich.
Hello, hello. God bless you, Mary.
Nice to have you both here with us this afternoon. So excited. Christmas Carol back. A little of the backstory first from you, Ms. Shepherd. It's the 50th anniversary season, and the theater reached out to longtime subscribers, fans, and patrons and said, hey, what shows from the last 50 years would you like us to bring back? And this old chestnut was number one, right?
That is exactly correct. We pulled it right out of the fire. So we surveyed the audiences for 9 to 5 and for Clarkston, you know, so very different audiences.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was like, I think if we hadn't put it on the list, people would have written it in anyway, but it was overwhelmingly the pick, which I was secretly and not so secretly very happy about, because I love this show.
Well, and Ken Stack back playing Mr. Scrooge for, I mean, let's just limit it to Penobscot Theater productions. How many will this be for you?
Well, just within the Penobscot Theater, this is probably number, I haven't really eliminated the others, but I think probably 18, somewhere between 18 and 20 for Penobscot Theater, going back to many, many years. But I think the first time Penobscot Theater did it was back in 83.
Mm.
Wow. Yeah. So it's a great association with the show, and I've been doing it forever.
Well, absolutely.
No, I just love it. I love the story. I love what it does for the audience. We all know where it's going, but we all love taking that ride together again.
Well, yeah. And from everything I've seen and heard, and you've let me in on behind the curtain here, this is going to be a very different production from what people may be used to in the past. Can you tell us a little bit of how this is all going to work?
Sure. It's a new adaptation by Lavina Jadwani, who actually directed Matt and Ben for us last year. And the Guthrie's been doing this show for the last, this adaptation for the last few years. Yep. It's, I guess we would call it like stripped to its essence, I think.
It's the essence.
It
the
is.
The essence of the story.
Yeah. And I mean that in the best way possible. It's, I think it's just under 90 minutes is where it's coming in right now. And it just really allows you to focus on sort of his arc, but it breaks up the narration a little bit so that everybody has a part, and then everybody who's in the ensemble, because it's basically Scrooge in the ensemble, I guess has some skin in the game, I think, is how I'd say.
Well, it's a beautiful structure because it's so pared down that it gives you incredible freedom to take it wherever you want to go.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't want to give away, really, what the approach will be for this particular production, but we do guarantee that the very beginning will bring you into the show in such a unique way, and I will say no more. Say no more, but yeah.
You big tease, Ken. You big tease.
It's just, there are many ways to be drawn into a stage production. This is a very new one.
Yep.
Well, it's got to be fun for you to do a different version of this. Not that the old one, the one you've done so many times, wasn't great, but just to give it a new look and for a new audience as well.
And also, it makes me do some work.
Well, yeah, there's that.
So I can't just sit there and say, well, this is what I always did. Though I have to admit, there are a couple of the old chestnut bits that we have kept in the show that I've resurrected from years past. But it's also a chance to do a new approach and work with new people and have a whole new focus to telling the same story. And that's what makes it exciting.
Absolutely. Well, can you talk about some of the other folks in the cast?
Yeah, absolutely. So in our youth ensemble, we have Monica Vijay, Miles Greenhammon, Michael Melia, and Maya Johnson. They're all wonderful kids from our DA, our Dramatic Academy. So it's wonderful to have them with us. And then in the the adult ensemble, the ensemble.
The old parts, yeah.
There's myself, of course. And then Tina Munoz-Pandia, who was also in Matt and Ben last year. Jorge Donoso, who is new to audiences. And I'm trying to think who else. I'm a little tired after tech, Rich. I'll admit. who else do we have? Aaron Kirchis and Angela Bonacasa. Mm-hmm. Who am I forgetting, Ken? Alan Estes.
Yes. And that's
I think that's it.
Yeah.
No, there's somebody I'm forgetting. Is there? Am I?
No, I think we hit 12.
Yeah, I think you're right.
You. Yeah.
I'm so nervous that I'll forget somebody.
Yourself. Count yourself, Jen.
No, that's okay. I will say, you know, Ken, he came in on the first day and I think you were memorized, basically. But it was fun because it feels like, even though you say you've done the show a lot of times and you say that you resurrected bits, it doesn't feel like that. It felt like you were very And I know that's just, you're a good actor, so that's why. Yeah. But it was but it was delightful to get to discover this version of the show with you.
And everybody else that's, that has not done the show before, or we haven't done it together here, I'm pulling new information from each of them and working off of them. And it's so, so much fun.
Yeah.
We had a great time.
And without giving too much away, music is going to be a big part of the show.
Yeah, definitely a part of the show. I would say it's, we have some, Aaron Kirchis and Tina Munoz-Pandia are both amazing, like multi-instrumentalists. So there's definitely his music is in the show, woven throughout. And then, trying to keep it quiet.
But it's integrated into the action of the play. And so the moving into a Christmas carol or various carols and musical pieces advance the storyline and advance the storytelling of the event. So it's really very integrated. We've had a great time doing it. Ethan, the director, has just been taking us into this wonderful concept and going from moment to moment of sculpting a new way of looking at Christmas Carol, but presenting the story the same, but just new light, new insights. We're having a great time.
Who's the rest of some of the other people involved in the behind the scenes, the production team?
Kevin Kosky is doing costumes.
Love it.
Mm-hmm. Tony Adams, who's new to our audiences, is designed the set. He's on scenic. Scout Hoff is back behind the light board and giving us some great effects. Neil Graham on sound design. And props by Ben Wetzel and Nellie Kelly. And they're just doing, they just finished
the props.
Presence Throne. And it's pretty cool. So, yeah.
I love it. Well, I'm looking forward to it. You open this weekend, right?
We preview on Thursday and Friday, and opening night is December 2nd. It's a special time. The show is actually opening night will be at 7 o'clock because the Festival of Lights parade is happening at 4:30.
Well, I want to ask both of you this, but I'll start with you, Ken. What is it about this show? What is it about the story of Ebenezer Scrooge that makes people want to see it, makes the audience vote to bring it back again, and is something we can see over and over again?
Part of it is the shock of recognition, because we know this story, we know where it's going, but we feel that we need that.
Yeah, especially at this season of the year. It is more than usually desirable
to really celebrate what the holidays are about. And it's nice to go back to something warm, comfortable, familiar, and incredibly enjoyable. And so the audience just sits back and says, yeah, okay, all right, we know where you're going. Ooh, that's scary. Ooh, that's fun. Oh, that's sad. Ooh, look, that is so silly. Oh, and they just go right there with Scrooge to that final rebirth at the end.
I'd rather be a baby.
I know. Everyone remembers that. And that's what's part of the fun of the show, is that we are looking for those recognizable moments. I remember that line, but he did it differently here. Ooh, that was a different approach between these characters to do that same thing. And we're bringing some new life to that. So I think it's the wonderful comfort of that old sweater, but with a little bit of a brushing up and cleaning up, have a new light on it.
And Jim, what makes the show continue to appeal to new audiences, younger audiences?
Gosh, I guess, I mean, it's a lot of what Ken said, but I guess it's, everyone loves a good comeback story, story.
Yeah.
And, you know, having done two versions where we improvised it with a Kicking Your Dickens, this story just endures because at its heart, it's just so good and so clear. And also what I think everybody reaches for every day, which is to just be the best version of yourself. Maybe not the best, but because I don't know, that's a better version of yourself. And I think that's why it resonates with everybody.
And the opportunity to go with Scrooge as he looks back.
Yeah.
Into, this is where I came from. Mm-hmm. This is where I could go, but this is where I want to go now. Mm. And that's really the story. And make that where I want to go to be the best possible destination for us all.
Get your tickets by calling the theater 942-3333. Visit online at penobscottheater.org or stop in at the box office. Say hi to Amy. Get your tickets right there. But get them fast because I have a feeling they're going to go quickly this year.
We are. They're selling like chestnuts.
And also while we have you here, want to mention too a couple other holiday season opportunities for people, right?
Yeah, absolutely. There's actually a few. We have a lot going on this month. Opening the next weekend after Christmas Carol is Living for Drag, Happy Holidays, starring Priscilla Poppycox, a.k.a. Dominic Varney. That's going to be great. That'll be down in our space at 51 Main Street. On December 17th, Improv Acadia is performing Ready, Set, Go on the set of A Christmas Carol. Boy. That should be fun. That's Sunday at 7 o'clock. That's December 17th. And then for New Year's Eve, Rock the Ages with Rock Revelations, two nights of five decades of music. That's on December 30th.
I like that. Using your rock DJ voice. That was nice, Jen.
I tried, Rich. Yeah. December 30th and 31st.
Can you do a weekend shift here for us?
Yes, you bet I can. Yeah. So that should be great. That's Heather Libby, Christy Robinson, yeah, other special guests. And that show is already also selling. So wow. Call.
Fantastic. Jen Shepherd, Ken Stack, thank you both.
Thank
Happy
you, Rich.
Holidays. Thank you so much.
Looking forward to seeing you two doing your magic up there.
Yeah. And beautiful humbug.
Yeah, humbug.
A Christmas Carol at Penobscot Theater opening this weekend. Check it out.